Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Acting Secretary. I nominate Honourable Hope for Chairperson of the Day. Thank you.
Mama Wilson.
Seconded.
Mama Kochi, your hand was up.
Okay, so the nomination for Acting Chairperson has been seconded. Mama, please come forward. Thank you.
Thanks, honourable members. Even thank everyone that elected me and that has confidence in me to drive this meeting. As God said, the chairperson is not feeling well, and there's quite a number of responsibilities she has today that I will have to take over later this morning. I'd like to welcome the members present. And today's meeting, we don't expect to be long, because as everyone present can see, it's only the committee present, the portfolio committee members. And we're only going through the annual, not the annual report, the BRRR report. And after that, we'll just do the minutes. But before we go into any business of the day, I'd like the secretary, who is the content advisor, just to give apologies for today, please.
Thank you, Acting Chairperson. The apology that I just mentioned earlier is from Honorable Kappa, who is not feeling well. We have acting, understanding apology from Honorable De Kock and Honorable Mukhotsi. Honorable Mukhotsi is on sick leave, and Honorable De Kock is on maternity leave. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for that. I think the apologies will be noted, and I'm not going to ask for anyone to move it, but I think we'll get on with the business of the day. I'd like us to deal with the report. I know we all received the report yesterday because I received it through the email. I want us, if the meeting agrees, I'm not sure whether everyone read the report. That is my problem. But if the meeting agrees, we can go through the report just page by page, looking at it. But I think what's going to be important here is to look at our observations and to look at our recommendations. But I'd like to ask the content advisor first to speak with, to tell us what is important that we should look at in this report and how this report, was done. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Chairperson. Okay, basically, the first parts of the report are the standard ones that we have every year, so with the members I think they're familiar with. But as the Chairperson has now just explained, I would really appreciate it if members can focus on the observations and recommendations, because the analysis, analytical part of it is what was prepared for the members before the briefings last week. So it's basically the same information that's there, And the new information that I captured was from the proceedings last week, the observations, and mainly the recommendations. That's just eight members, which we can maybe look at that and focus on that especially. Just to note that the report, the template, the standard template, makes provision for the progress report from the department on the recommendations that were made on the report last year. However, I was waiting for that report until this morning. I haven't found it. I received it. I alerted the department last week, said they've been saying they're working on it. So that section of the report is not included in here. I just wanted to mention that if you realize that it's not there. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks a lot for that. And you said you received the standard recommendations now or not yet?
The report back on the recommendations, no, Chairperson. I haven't received it from the department.
I think we'll just go into it because I was wondering when I saw the report, you know, that was not in the report at all. How do you think the approach should be? Are we just going to look at the observations and then the recommendations, members? Because then we can start with it. It's not supposed to be a long meeting, but I don't think that we will adopt the report, seeing that we need those recommendations. Thank you. And for the members also, just to give input into them. Thank you. How do the members feel? I see some members consulting already.
No, I'm just querying if we're not going to do recommendations, Chair. I was just trying to find out when the BRRR debates are taking place, because obviously we need to do it before then, but that's fine. We've got time. Thank you.
I know that's in order. But what I would like the meeting to do is to look at the observations, give recommendations, and then we can... when you leave, you can go through the report proper. And then we'll find an hour, perhaps an hour next week, just to look through the recommendations of the department of the previous year and discuss it, because I think it's important, but I'll advise you to put it already into our report. And then next week we can adopt it. Thank you. How do members feel? Can we go that route?
Seconded, Chair, thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Honourable Wilson. So let's look at the report. Will you read the report with it? Where you want us to input, please. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, members. I appreciate that. If you can just go to page 18 of the report, it captures the observations or issues that were raised by the committee when we had a briefing on the annual report of the department. Okay. What I did is, by looking at the issues, I separated the issues. Some I put them under service delivery, others are under the expenditure. Under service delivery, the issues that were raised by the members, point one, that the department has not made substantial progress in addressing the ongoing concerns made by the AG pertaining to the four domain funds. The AG, as well as the portfolio committee, had made recommendation to the minister dating back to the previous term of office, which is 2013-14 BRRR. The committee had recommended that the minister should facilitate a process to ensure that these funds are either deactivated or a legislation to close them is drafted and submitted to Parliament in the next financial year. The department explained that the Disaster Relief Fund is active and has a board. In the last financial year, it was proposed that the Fundraising Act be repealed. However, Cabinet proposed that the Act should be amended than repealed. And the AG's report also reported that the minister had initiated a process to evaluate the environment of the relief funds for closure closure, or AMA get them with ADA, SASA, or NDA, with ADA, SASA, or NDA.
How do members feel about that observation? Is it correct, or is there something that should be put in? Thank you. We start with the first observation. I want a discussion on it. And I'd like to have any proposal on it, if the changes have to be made, or should we leave it as such? Thank you. Members? Honourable Abrams?
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. I think it is fine like that. Thank you.
Thanks. How do the other members feel on that one? I don't want people to be quiet, because everyone is very vocal within the committee meetings, because at least we're just looking at the observations and just to see whether it's captured correctly. Can I take silence as consent? May I take silence as consent? You may go on with the next one, because you have another time when you come back again, if you feel, you know, there's still something that should be done with those observations. Honourable
Acting Chair, as I was going through all the document that they were sent to us from the Secretariat, I thought, I was very impressed, to be honest, that everything that we said, they've captured it. The only thing perhaps we should be asking members, if there are any additions on what is captured here, perhaps that was not captured, that should be captured as part of the observations. I don't know whether if we go line by line, is it going to help the members, or other than if there's something that we want to take it out here, we should do that. Or else we should add, if there is something that needs to be added that was not, that has been omitted by the Secretariat. I think it's also going to save us time, because we did get the report. We went through the observations.
How do the other members feel? Because, and I'm just going to go like to the second observation and ask if that is okay, then we'll go to the next. Members? All right. Let's look at the second observation. The department achieved 67% of its planned targets. Is that in order, members? Thanks a lot. It's accepted. And thanks a lot, Honourable Member, for the proposal. The third bullet point, the observation there. Many targets set by the department do not comply with SMART. How do members feel about that?
Yes,
Honourable Sante. Thanks a lot for that.
Yes, fine.
Fine, thank you.
Let's go to the
one, two, three, the fourth one. The department awarded 43% more social work scholarships. How do members feel about that observation? I'm looking at everyone. Thanks a lot. That's accepted. And let's look at the expenditure pattern. The department spent 99.9% of its allocated budget. Just read through that observation and tell us how you feel about it.
On the expenditure there, instead of, it's a correction, non-profit organization. Here it's something not for profit organization. It's non-profit organization. Can you see almost the fourth line?
Is that okay? Is that in order, members? Thank you. Anything else on that observation, that one? Accepted. Thank you, Honorable Matsango. The second one, the manner in which the department implemented vitamins reflects. I think that was one of our most important issues we brought up with the department. Is that one in order? I think it's acceptable. Can we move on? Just give us some next page, please.
Okay.
Can we move on, members? Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Chairperson. The next page is page 30. Yes, that's for SASA.
We have, thank you. Let's look at SASA's observation. Page 30. You spoke there to service delivery. It's only the one point. Even it's noted that issue of illegal deductions. How do members feel about that? Thank you. Acceptable. Are there any other observations that members would like to include there? Yes, Honourable Wilson.
Thank you, Chair. We had a long discussion over the fact that the annual report did not reflect any of the progress or reporting or budgets on the SASA takeover of grants. It was a long discussion that doesn't appear in under any of the observations.
Thanks for that, Honourable.
Just on the issue of the environment, one cannot offer the 4 consecutive years. Could you please just try to look at that? Because I thought the environment has been happening for almost 4 consecutive years now. You must check that.
Okay. I checked, Zoledi, but for 2013-14, the environments were across all the programs. But I think the issue was that the environments are from program 3 in this particular instance. So I may be guided whether you want me to expand it or maybe limit to program 3 to 1, which was the main issue during the deliberations.
I think perhaps because I think what is very important here and very wrong is environment,
mm-hmm.
the trend. Then you can then, as you are moving down, now put the third for expressed for the core mandate that is 2 consecutive years now. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because the environment itself, it has been happening for 4 consecutive years.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter from where, but then you stress that
okay.
the core mandate, it suffers most because it seems as if it's the one that is always affected year in, year out.
Thank you for that. Would members like that included as is on the vitamins? Honorable Wilson, we're coming out to you, to your proposal.
Okay, no, that's fine. No, all
right. Now just give your proposal again.
Mm-hmm. On SASA. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it on SASA? Oh, my proposal.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it goes under service delivery or expenditure. It actually goes under both. We raise serious concerns that the annual report did not reflect anything about the SASA takeover of grants. There was no budget apparent. There was no report back on it. No feedback as to what has been done. It's happened over the last year. Actions have been taken over that in the last year, and yet there was no indication of it whatsoever in the SASA annual report.
Thanks for that, members. I'm looking at all the members. Yes, Honourable Sandhya.
Thank you, Chair. In this service delivery on the committee observation, I just see this issue of illegal deductions from the social grants.
Yeah.
And then I don't see that issue of the people who are stealing the grants. You still remember? Yes, I don't see that issue for those people who are stealing the grants. Because, you know, those people, even in the officials are on that stage of stealing that money. It's not only those who are outside. Yes, but I don't see it here.
How would the members feel about the fraudulent activities within SAHRA?
Honorable B?
Honorable Bondi?
The Honorable Stompy would like us to add in the fraudulent activities within SAHRA. Mm-hmm. Is one of our observations. Because I think it was a question that was asked. Yes, Honourable Masanga.
Chair, because we raised it, it was raised in this meeting, and there was some kind of a response.
Correct.
And
yes.
You say that it will be you know, something will be done about it. I believe we need to. It was an observation, and it's a huge observation. If you think that after all the work that has been done, there still are fraudulent activities taking place where grants are concerned.
Thanks for that, because I think it is within the annual report. It is noted there, and it was like it was also explained to us, and it was within the presentation itself. Thank you. Let's go to the expenditure. Let's look at the first bullet point, because there's about three bullet points when it comes to expenditure. Thank you.
The first bullet point,
how do people feel? And it speaks about recurring irregular expenditure, which is correct. Can we accept it? Thank you. Let's look at point number two. SAHRA incurred the fruitless expenditure, fruitless and wasteful. Is that in order? Thank you. SAHRA incurred 4 million, which is 123 fruitless, yes. And then the other one was on due to repairs for damaged vehicles. Is that in order? I'm looking at everyone. So we have all our observations there.
Observations,
please.
Okay, thank you,
Chair.
The next is on page 38 for the NDA.
Let's move to page 38, NDA. We have the service delivery there, and it's under service delivery, expenditure and governance. The first bullet point, the malalignment of targets. Sorry. I was thinking of my surname. Bad alignment. Is it in order, members? Thank you. Let's look at the expenditure. They say that is correct about the CEO and accounting officer. Anything that you'd like to add in there? Yes, Honorable Masango?
No, I was just saying it's well reflected.
Thank you. Let's look at governance. Governance. There was governance. They were functioning without those two persons, officials for the year. Very straightforward.
And let's just change the headline to non-governance.
No,
yes, I'm playing the fool with you. You people are too quick with each other. the next.
Okay, the next is same page, my members, as the committee recommendations. And Mama Wilson, can I appeal to you if you have a recommendation on the observations that you highlighted? And Mama Sonti, because what I normally do is when you have an observation, then at least you must have a recommendation on that. Thank you.
Let us look at the observations, the recommendations that's already there. Then you just remind us about the two, because I think there was a recommendation that I would like to give to, but, you know, on the vitamins. Because I'm not sure whether I saw it here or not. The first recommendation is that in order, the one there, they were the minister should ensure that the accounting officers of certain NDA are put in place effective and stringent measures to prevent irregular expenditure. Is that in order, that recommendation? Because, when it comes to the auditor's report, they said we were not working on our regular expenditure. The minister should ensure the department acts on the undertaking to the committee.
I thought you were going to line by line and then...
All right, go through it.
Sorry, yeah. I was going to say, on bullet paragraph one,
yeah.
It's good, but it doesn't... Part of it, I want her to express the issue that those who are found that have been whatever, did not stick to the PFMA, there should be consequences. Yeah. But the consequence management, it doesn't speak to. It's light, it's very light.
Shouldn't we speak to
Can we make it that it they should be? Actually, when you say due process, you should stress that they should be held accountable.
Mm.
Those who are in breach of the finance management.
Yes.
If you say due process, it's very light, it doesn't address. We need to restructure it in such a way that I'm just thinking of a right way that we can use in making sure that we compel that actions should be taken.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Honourable Walter.
I would really like to say the stringent consequence management measures change to formal disciplinary procedures, because it's got to be disciplined. A management consequence can just be a consequence of management, or it can just be, oh, you bad boy. I want disciplinary procedures and full investigation.
So I think
disciplinary processes should follow.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for that. The next observation. The minister should ensure. How do you feel about the vitamin there? Because the vitamin came up quite a lot. Do you feel this is the correct wording? Is it reflected correctly? Because I felt that the vitamins were done from program 3 to all the other programs. And I think it's been done like that for 2 consecutive years.
Thank you, but that's a different report. This is the NDA.
Oh, is this NDA? Sorry. Right.
Am I correct?
No, just...
Is it correct?
That's like everything, yeah.
Recommendations on everything.
Oh, on everything. Okay,
yeah.
Sorry, I'm with you.
Yes, sorry, Lee.
Sorry,
And I'm sorry, too. that I'm confusing you. Because I'm expressing, I'm looking at everyone.
Yeah.
How do you feel about those vitamins? The vitamins on Wabongi? How do we change it to? Because I think we have to speak, because there's no baseline in program 3. Therefore, it's always over budgeted, and money could be taken from it. Although they said it was litigation, they didn't use the money of litigation, and there was there was a project or something they didn't do. Yes, Honourable Member.
Chair, I think I agree with you. I think this recommendation has got to be a lot stronger than it actually is.
Mm.
Because violence are being made, huge violence, without us understanding where those violence are going to and for what reason.
Mm.
And that is terribly concerning. We're talking about millions and millions and millions. So I agree. I think we must talk about this and get a far stronger statement there, because the violence are... we need some kind of more regular reporting, or we need a committee resolution that all violence over a certain amount have to come before the committee before they're done, or something.
Honourable Beth?
Yes, thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Yes, I think somewhere in there should also be some monitoring and evaluation, and then just let violence happen, because it looks like they just sit and they just move around the way they want to. So I think some evaluation should be done before they do it. Thank you. I don't know, are we going to maybe correct that?
Honourable Masango?
Chair, in agreeing with what the colleagues have been saying, I also think that some time ago we discussed a situation where there is a mechanism that makes us follow those recommendations. Something that has got some kind of a timeline, and something that we can say, these are the recommendations, now we're following them as we go along, so that we are able to go back to the recommendations and say, this is what we recommended, and this is how it's being it sort of implemented as such. So I would also agree with colleagues that we need to tighten these recommendations so that they speak to specific things and not...
broadly,
as such. Thanks, Chair.
Honourable Walter.
In line with what Honourable Masango said, I think we're all in agreement that we'd like to see these things happen. And particularly, we make the recommendations, we've got no idea, we don't get feedback on the fact that our recommendations are actually being followed through. Is there not a way we can say that all of these recommendations, when the various entities come to do their quarterly reports, that report must be done on the progress of the committee's recommendations as a separate part of that quarterly report?
I think that's a very good idea. Can't we put it as a recommendation at the end? How the members feel? Because okay, we were supposed to receive recommendations of the last BRRR and we didn't. So I think what you are recommending, that will be very good when they come to do their quarterly report, that they tell us. So that will be, perhaps the last recommendation of these recommendations.
But is it a recommendation or a resolution, Chief?
They become resolutions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they become resolutions once we have adopted the report in the House.
Mm-hmm.
For now, they are recommendations from the committee. Then once we adopt in the House, they then become resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, one time in the committee, I raised the issue that Parliament is really not doing us justice because they should be having a committee that tracks for resolution, and we don't have that. And I think we even recommended that a chair and whip in the forums that they are sitting in, they need to stress that that committee that needs to track resolutions, because we will be making resolutions on top of other resolutions, yet the other resolutions are not yet implemented.
Honourable Beth?
Thank you. I agree with Honourable Bongi. I just want to ask Chairperson through you, if it's possible that the content advisor through the secretary's support structure, there is a document explaining the procedure. that maybe they could just email it to us, you know, explaining who is who's responsible for what and what takes place and where do we fit in as members. There is a document on that so that we can all just survey ourselves with it. Thank you.
Thanks. Now, she says there's a document on procedures. There's something. Let us accept that recommendation of court letter when the court reports are in. What I know, the speakership normally, you know, have to track the recommendations. And the chairperson gets a letter. I didn't see the letter. But when I was chairperson, you receive a letter to say these recommendations went to the department. But a person don't see or get a letter to say these are the answers to your recommendations. So let us see what we do about the tracking.
And that's why I'm saying procedures can be there, but the problem is, do they implement the procedures? Because I come from the legislature. For 8 years I was in the legislature.
Mm.
Each and every resolution that has been taken through the processes of the House, the department concerned will have to make a report that comes to the committee. We have been here for almost 3 years. We have not had an opportunity. Every year, we have not had an opportunity where we say, these are the whole things that we resolved on a social development, that the department has to answer on that. They have to outline all per resolution. So that's why I'm saying when it comes to that, Parliament is not doing well. Whoever is supposed to be doing that, they are not doing well in terms of making sure that they track the resolution. Because normally in a big institution like this, the speaker will have to have those few people that work with him, both from management and the members, in making sure that all the resolutions are they followed. I used to sit in a committee of resolutions in the legislature where you track almost all the resolutions of all the different portfolio committees that they have made. That's why I'm raising that point, Chair, that please assist us, because you are with the other one is the chairperson. There are forums that you are both sitting in. That matter should be raised. Because it doesn't readiness, it doesn't help that we are unable to track the resolution. That's why society sometimes termed us that we are a toothless institution. It's because of issues like that that we tend to ignore very important issues that of resolution. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. I'll bring it up in a meeting we're attending Friday. Because I think it's going to be important. And we are holding on to this, you know, quarterly report. We want answers and our recommendations. We'll be able to put it in. Yeah, you got it. Thank you. And then I'll come back with a reply to the next meeting on what you asked now. Thank you.
Let's look at the next resolution. The minister
should ensure that between 2016-17 and that financial year, recommendations made by the Erstwhile Committee and the AG regarding the four dormant funds are implemented. Members, how do you feel about that one? Honourable Bongi, the dormant here. The other members are all fine. Because I see Comrade Masango, the Honourable Masango and the Honourable Santi shaking their heads. The Minister makes sure that the department improves the formulation of targets and the SMART example is given there. How do members feel? Good. The Minister should ensure... Yes, Honourable Bongi?
I think when you put the word improve, in other words, you still open a space for if the person has not improved. Make sure that the formulation of targets, because remember, the targets go vis-a-vis with your spending. That's why we have a problem. The department has spent 67% vis-a-vis the budget, while they've achieved 67% and spent 99.9%. So I think improve, you it's like you are using, we have a thing, we have one that says, yeah, try. They must. That's why we are not putting may, because when you say may also, he might do it or not do it. They must check us in.
The next one,
sorry, Chair.
Yes, Honorable Masango.
Sorry, Chair, I just want to still be on that point of the improvement.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is it? Just to say also, Chair, there was a time, there was a meeting where an issue of impact was raised.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just
I remember,
I'm just throwing this to the
mm-hmm.
committee, because it for me the reporting is very statistical in the development environment, where you would want to know that all the numbers that are given have actually produced some impact in the communities. When I raised this point, one of the times that it was raised, when I raised it, the department's officials gave an answer that said this reporting mechanism that they are using now is the one that is accepted by the AG.
Mm-hmm.
So for them it works. But does that necessarily mean that it works for the committee as well? I'm just raising it because I see an opportunity there where we're talking about targets and meeting those targets. And is that how we would want it to be put, or because it is a reporting mechanism that is established and is being accepted by the AG?
Are the members still about the impact?
I think
now,
what the members actually saying?
Is it, all right, just repeat yourself again.
Okay. Thank you, Chair.
That don't come from a second
person. What I was saying is that it is very well and good to see that with the budget that has been allocated to the department, they have targets that are saying 452 people came to the Mikonzo. That is good, because then it means that 452 times the amount of money that was used for the Mikonzo program, it achieved what it set out to achieve. But what impact did that Mikonzo have on the actual communities where these Mikonzo programs or Mikonzo visits were being done? We miss that level of delivery, as it were, because we know so many people attended. There was also a line that said the minister had 24 visits to do, outreach program visits to do, and she did 26, so she overachieved. But what of the visit is a delivery there? It's just there with so many people 24 times around the country, or is what she was there to do that should be a report back to say this is what was achieved as a result? I hope that explains it, Chair. Thanks.
I want Shimiko in the Department of Monitoring and Evaluation for the impact. Because the department explained that the Department of Monitoring and Evaluation does what impact. And I know the Auditor General is supposed to do performance audits, you know, to see whether there was really an impact on the ground. Honorable Bongi, what would you like to say?
I share your sentiment, Honorable Member, and I just want to be honest with you. For a person who comes from the legislature like myself, and you get to parliament, you find that there's a gap in parliament in terms of assessing the impact. It's problematic, because in legislatures what we'll do, we are always more on the ground than being in the office of here. So that's what we are supposed to be doing as parliamentarians, to go out and see the impact there in those communities. But now, what you normally get, you get 2 weeks in a year where you do oversight, and the oversight is the core business. That always is a frustrating part when it gets to that, because we are unable to go out and be able to assess the impact. But unfortunately, in terms of reporting, like you said, there's a standardized format for all of them. You can get to education, you can get to any other committee, you'll still find the same thing, that all of the reporting is standardized between Treasury and the AG and other institutions. But in terms of the impact, I still believe that parliamentarians are supposed to go and see if we say Mikonzo had let's take Mikonzo as a program. I always ask myself, what is the impact does it do in the community? Because you come one day, you do a Mikonzo program, you spend millions, you go out. What impact are you leaving there? So that's why I'm saying, somewhere, somehow, the way the system does things is really frustrating, because in legislatures, you will be able to go. You are more on the ground with oversight than you are in the offices.
Thank you for that, Honorable Wilson.
Look, I hear both my colleagues, and they're both 100% correct. It's not an easy one. But I do believe that if we get told there was 12 Mikonzo projects, how many people were reached, how many new grants were signed, how many people with disabilities were found, and how many people need social relief and distress, at least then you have some idea of the impact. But if we're going to spend R1 million on and we know it's costing R1 million because one was cancelled on short notice, then we must know that you at least met with 3,500 people, that you signed up 1,600 new grants recipients, you found 700 disabled people, and you issued 50 parcels for SRD. I don't think that's difficult.
Could someone just formulate, because we got there now, the money that to come in, and how would you like to formulate, you know, that we know what was the impact of the expenditure on the ground. You know how to put it?
But at the same time, we really needed this committee to get the impact, and because of now as a program being presented to us, and we'll be able to perhaps we can be able to get the impact that, like Honorable Wilson is saying, if Mikonzo is in Bloemfontein, they've managed to reach 4,000 people, of which 20 got the foster care grant, this is how much they that then we'll be able. So perhaps when you are doing your planning, you must also have a space for the whole day where perhaps Mikonzo, because Mikonzo it seems to be the program that has been adopted by the department, so that we can be able to know and we are able to understand the spending, the too much spending on Mikonzo. What are they spending for? Catering, transporting, or whatever. So I just want to make that as
we're going to use it in our oversight process. We go on oversight now, because I think we're going to the Free State, and then I think we should put in a meeting to, you know, we can look at the impact, and it will be important for us also to meet the Department of Monitoring and Evaluation, that you can see how they monitor and evaluate the process. Honorable Wilson.
Thank you. I think it's a wonderful recommendation that we need the department here. We need SASE here as well, because all the departments, all the department and its indices are all involved. On ICOP, ministerial outreach, and the concert, how many were done, what were the costs, how many people were reached, how many people were signed for this, that, and the other thing. And I support that recommendation 100%. I think it's a very good concept.
Yes, we've put it down. Is it a resolution or a recommendation?
Recommendation.
Why do you say resolution?
Because that's what the committee can act on. It's something that we invite the department, SASA, and whoever to come and present.
It's a
resolution of the committee.
Thanks a lot for that explanation. Let's look at the next one. The minister should ensure that transfers to provincial departments for the absorption of social workers is utilized accordingly. Look at that recommendation and see how you feel about it. Honorable Marpilo? I see you just eating the whole time, but you're just looking at us too. Honorable Wilson.
I just want to change one word, and then I'm going back to the strength of the statement again. The national department must improve. it's monitoring and evaluation and reporting by the different sort of departments. The departments are not reporting back full stop.
The next one is the minister should ensure that the end of 20 financial year, that one. How do you feel about that? I see on Bobongi smiling. All right. On Robert.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, thank you. I think all this should just change into must in the following bullets. Thank you.
Yes, Honourable Wilson.
One of the concerns we raised there was it was a reaction to a question from the NDA who told us that the board is now acting as the audit committee. You cannot have that. She made that comment in the meeting. The board cannot form part of the audit committee. There must be two separate, entities. You can't. Your board, who's there to protect the interests of the NDA, cannot then be on the audit committee because you're not going to have a biased opinion.
So is that recommendation of, in order because we have the audit committee should be put there, must be put in place? Do you read it, Honourable Wilson? Thank you. The next one, the NDA and annual report.
And the target. Is that in order? Mm-hmm. And should must be changed to must. Yes, Honourable Masanko.
Chairperson, while we talk about targets, I think in one of the meetings we had the CFO of the...
Put it up.
Oh, sorry.
We had the CFO, I believe, of SASA, but we discussed at length the issue of targets to say where he said that they have been trying within the department. I think it was Honourable Wongi that had asked the question there, and they said they had been trying to ensure that their baselines are reworked on, mm-hmm. and because we were just seeing these extraordinary misalignments between targets and achieving them, and you're having 400% achieved in one sense, and you know, which just put to question the actual baselines that they were. What were they really using to reach to say those are the targets for the year? Mm-hmm. I don't know how we can incorporate that notion in here so that the baseline for targets is worked on.
Anyone wants to give us the word?
The targets must be based on the SMART principle. That
because
is basically
SMART principle.
So you helped it already.
Yes. So,
the minister should ensure that the NDA, you know, it's lined with targets, mm-hmm. so that to avoid incorrect reporting.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
People are speaking there,
yes.
that when it comes to the target, the department do not have a proper baseline. Not the department, NDA, do not have proper baseline. Mm-hmm.
Even
the
department is terrible. Remember on program 3,
mm-hmm.
that was actually recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
How can we put that one? Researcher? How should we do that recommendation there? Because
I'm looking
at you
that the NDA is another performance.
Chairperson, I just think somewhere we must talk about based, the target must be based on realistic baselines.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we have a separate one on that.
Yeah.
No. A separate recommendation.
On the target.
Yeah.
On the
because okay, what came in now from Honourable Bongi too, it is the department too. It's not just NDA.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's all, it's the right across. So we need a separate recommendation. on the department should have a proper, must have a proper baseline in place when working on their target.
A realistic baseline.
Yes, put on the word realistic there. Thanks. Then the next one should be Mikasi with the last one. The minister should ensure that SASSA conducts awareness campaigns. And as the communication strategy come in there too. Members?
You must pay for it,
yes.
And I want it. Because we went out shopping that night. Honourable Santi accepted that one. Now let us get back to the observations we made. Just give us those observations. Because we have to work on recommendations. Yes, Honourable
Matsango.
Thanks, Chair. The last one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that, let me just suggest that we don't limit the awareness campaigns only for illegal abductions. Because I think there was a time when we discussed that the services and the work of the department of SASSA, for example, is not known in some areas of this country where people need it the most. Because that came from, even when we suggested this communication strategy was when we could tell that the communication strategies that are being used are more friendly towards urban people, where in the rural areas people do not know that there's SRD, there's this and there's that, although there are efforts being made through Mikonzo, ICROP and ministerial outreach programs, but there are people in this country still who need these things and they don't know. So let's not limit it to illegal deductions for awareness, but let's expand it to the services of SASSA as an agency.
I think let's leave it the illegal deductions and all services.
Yeah.
And all services.
Yeah.
Because they were working on, when they spoke to us, it was a strategy only on that. So we can just add in and all other services rendered. Thank you. Let us look at those. I think it's two extra recommendations we have to give.
Yes, Chairperson, the two issues that came under observations from the SASSA, one by Honourable Wilson on the annual report being silent on the issue of institutionalization of the grant payment.
Mm-hmm.
The other observation was the fraudulent activities in the system from SASSA that came from Umamo Sonti. Those are the two observations that we make recommendations on.
Could someone just give us recommendations to be worked on it? Or will you be able to work on something?
I've written a brief one here on the...
I've been listening.
Oh, okay, sorry. On the reporting.
Mm-hmm.
Just that the department and entities must report on the progress of recommendations of the BRRR report at each quarterly progress report meeting as a separate report.
All right. Could you perhaps give it to us? Alright, now let us look at the fraudulent deductions recommendation. Honourable Matsango and Honourable Sonti, you can give it in your language, we'll translate it.
Which one is
it? The one on fraudulent activities within SASSA.
I think simply we can just say that the fraud mechanisms in the SASSA must be strengthened. Because there are fraud mechanisms and they are not strong.
Yeah, there's a strategy.
Yeah,
we're just
yeah.
speaking about it
yeah.
now. So we can, you put it down that way, but you're just putting the strategy. Honorable Walton, then are you satisfied with that?
Yeah.
All right. And what was the next one?
Well,
so we got both now. Thanks a lot.
Now, members, honorable members, switch off there, please.
Oh, sorry.
We went through the observations, and we added in observations. We went through, we worked on the recommendations. So what we're going to do now, everything will be reworked. And then next week, I think we come back. We have to use an hour just to look at the recommendations the department is bringing back to us. So that has to be, the report has to be told that they have to report the recommendations of the BRRR, and then we'll adopt the report. Is that in order?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, let's look at our minutes. I think we're going on very well. Just say which minutes we have to look at. Thank you.
Okay. We have two sets of minutes before us. On the 12th and 13th, that is last week's meeting, we start with the 12th of October.
Let's look at the 12th of October. The 12th of October, we had the briefing by the Auditor General and findings, briefing by the FFC, and consideration of the annual report. Let's look at attendance of members. Is that correct? Yes, Mahotsi. The cock and Dudley, that is correct. Are you satisfied with the first page?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's look at the second page. I'm sure we're all satisfied with it. Page 3. Yes?
Yes, thank you. On page 3 at the bottom, B double R, is it correct? B triple R?
Yeah.
And then while I'm in that, page 5 also
yeah.
B triple R.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and page 5
is the same
B,
double R, thank you.
Alright. Page 3, you satisfied with what is written there? I'm just seeing whether we're putting in what we said when it comes to opening and welcome, where we're saying the members on maternity leave, the members attending another meeting, it is there. So we can move to page 4. How do members feel about page 4? That's in order. Page 5, put in the BRRR there. Yeah, you got it. Page 5, in order. Page 6 is in order. Who moves the minute? The Honourable Beverly, Honourable Sonti. I'll choose because everyone's hands went up, besides Honourable Bongi. She was still considering whether she will consider. Let's look at the minute of the 13. It's very short. Yes, say something.
Okay, and the minute of the 13th, members, I just made a correction quickly on the date. I put in the wrong date there. And under page 1 and opening, maybe in your set of minutes, I remembered last night that I didn't put the apology from the Minister and Honourable Father Merve. So those are the additions in that paragraph there.
All right, fine. We'll accept it. Honourable Masango. Still on the minutes, the previous minutes.
No, this one.
The new one.
Chair, just my surname, please. We can take the N off.
Oh, I see there. Is that in order, page 2? Mm-hmm. Page 3, Service delivery expenditure, is that in order? Yes, Honourable Walter.
Chair, same as we did on the BOOR, please can we report that there were concerns raised that there was nothing in the budget whatsoever that indicated progress in budget on the implementation, thank you, in institutionalisation.
Yes, she has it there already in writing because she...
The content advisor has it there in writing because she took it from... Because the minutes and the BOOR have to reflect more or less the same things. She did it already. Page 4, everyone satisfied? Who moves this minute? Thank you, Honourable Mabilo. Thanks, Honourable... yes, the Honourable Mabilo. So, all right, we got Honourable Bed, all right, Masango, and Honourable Bongi. Yes. All right. Thanks a lot, members. I think this was the quickest meeting ever. Yes. Yes. So whatever you'd like to do now, you may do. I'm closing the meeting and thanks for coming.